me, Harry, you know, there's a couple things I would look at. Number one, you have to go by these metrics.
Mm-hmm.
They have a winning record in the quad one and quad two. A lot of these bubble teams aren't even close to a winning record. They're in the mid-40s in the net. They've got one of the top players in the country, Dylan Windler. They have one of the top coaches in the country, in Coach Bird. And then the thing I told Scott Van Pelt last night, I really believe it. The eye test. Go sit down and watch our semifinals and our tournament championship game that were played in front of a combined 19,000 fans. Go watch the level that those games were played at, the quality of talent on the floor, and then go compare that to some of these 8, 9, 7 versus 10 matchups and empty arenas and some of these other conferences this weekend, and then judge for yourself who you think the better team is. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a bubble team that's better in Belmont.